Well, the Dolphins have added a quarterback. Tim Boyle.
You excited?
No, I wanted CJ Beathard. I wanted Ben DiNucci.
Oh, Tim Boyle, you're not happy, but you CJ Beathard would have done it for you.
Bailey Zappi. Nah, I'm fine. I mean, in all honesty, the practice squad quarterback, I'd have probably stuck with Mike White if you told me that Tim Boyle was going to be the guy. But I understand. I'm guessing he's $1.5 million cheaper. Oh, so I get it. Like, if you're going to have him on the practice squad, you might as well get someone that's more of a bargain than that. But Tim Boyle, can't say that moves the needle for me. Where was he? He was Houston. He was with the Jets. Anywhere else?
Oh, man. Let me see.
Yeah, I'll look it up right now. I'm pretty sure.
I have to go bio.
Wasn't he the quarterback? Remember Javon Holland had that pick six on Black Friday last year? Wasn't he the Jets quarterback last year that threw that pick six?
He was. 2 seasons with the Packers, 2 seasons with the Lions, 1 season with the Bears, last year with the Jets. He was with the Texans before he got released, and then the Dolphins picked him up. So, yeah, five teams. This is the sixth team in 6 years.
Well, that's
yeah.
funny, though, if he was the guy that threw the ball that Javon ran back. Makes for a good opportunity for autographs.
For Javon?
Yeah, he can get that ball autographed by Tim Boyle. Bring the value right down. Just kidding, Tim. Welcome to Miami.
Thank you, Tim. We love you.
All right. Well, that's the big Dolphins news. Who'd you say was speaking to the media, Solana? Chris Greer?
Chris Greer has been speaking. That's how we found out about Tim Boyle. He's the one that actually confirmed it to
the
media.
Let everyone know.
Yeah.
Has he said anything of note that jumped out at you, or just all the right things?
A couple things. He kind of went over some of the guys that they were going to add to the roster. He was asked about Javon Holland's contract. He said he didn't want to comment publicly on the state of that. Quote, he's a very important player to us, and for the moment, I'll leave it at that. And he also was asked about Mike White joining the Buffalo Bills practice squad. And he said that he used to worry about teams picking up their guys that they would cut. But, quote, I'm sure Buffalo's not losing too much sleep over Poyer being here.
I mean, if the trade was Poyer for White, we got the better end of that deal. Yeah. No offense to Mike White, but.
And y'all know I've said this for a decade now, Hawk. We're sneaking up on that. That whole, oh, they know our entire playbook. Now they don't know what this man is about to call. All they're going to know is the checks. Oh, let me tell you a secret. You can change those Saturday night for a Sunday game. Like that whole, what the Patriots do, all, let's sign a guy for 2 weeks because we're playing his ex-team. It is stupid. It's silly.
Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Hawk, you never sounded better than when you disconnected last hour.
Oh, Jimmy, right where it hurts. I mean, you hit a guy when he's down. Just Jimbo. Jumping on me, Jimmy, huh? In my moment of weakness.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable, this guy. You think you know a guy.
Jimmy, swing on Hawk. I love that fight.
He just did.
Swing on him physically.
I will take you down to Chinatown.
Try it.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know, Hawk. Jimmy ain't been in the fight. He got a lot of frustration built up.
Oh, trust me. There's no one more frustrated than me.
Jimmy, you got him. Jimmy, minus 140.
If this is a contest on frustration, I'm secretariat.
I'm big black or big brown or whatever that damn horse's name was.
Well, you're kind of both. All right, let's Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana. I wasn't able to get the headlines because my connection was bad in the 2 o'clock hour. So here's our first look at headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. The big story yesterday was Odell Beckham Jr. He's going to miss the first 4 weeks at least. Starts the season on the PUP list. Chris Greer was asked about that, and he said that OBJ was, quote, very close. They knew the off-season procedure would force him to miss spring workouts and training camp time. He also added that Odell, he wanted to be active for week one, but they're taking a more long play approach.
All right.
Can I tell y'all the secret? He's going to come back from injury week five. He's going to go crazy for about 5-6 weeks. He's going to get injured, ticky-tack stuff for the rest of the season, throw a couple extra games in late, maybe one playoff game, and that's what you got.
But isn't that all you need? Isn't it kind of like we look at Teron Armstead and we go, you know what? If the guy can give you 10 games, it's going to be 10 quality games. If Odell Beckham can give you 6, 7, 8 quality games, why not?
Why not? He's going to have a 100-yard game with 2 touchdowns. They're going to give him the jump balls in the back of the end zone. Like, yeah, they're going to scheme stuff around him, knowing that Tyreek and Waddle are getting off, Raheem's doing his thing, Jonnu, whatever. But, yeah, he's not the Odell of 100 receptions anymore, and I don't think the Dolphins are expecting him to get anywhere close to 100 receptions this season. He's going to have between 20 and 30 receptions this year.
All right.
Just going back to last hour, by the way, I know you guys were both kind of shocked that Gelb said – the Dolphins are kind of in the same arena as the Jacksonville Jaguars. I wasn't as surprised to hear that. The Jaguars didn't make the playoffs last year. And I think the Dolphins, it's fair to say, had a better season overall. But, I mean, Trevor Lawrence was banged up towards the end of the year. I think they were 9-8 last year. They only finished 2 wins worse record-wise than the Dolphins. They missed the playoffs by 1 game, literally. I mean, the Dolphins were a wild card
roster
team.
For roster, bro.
The
Dolphins are head and shoulders better than them.
The Jags have a really good defense. They have playmakers on that side. People kind of view Trevor Lawrence in the same light as they view Tua Tagovailoa.
Well, that I agree with.
And look, I mean, they don't have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. There's no doubt about that. But, I mean, they have a pretty decent roster as well.
Do they have a Jalen Ramsey? Like, who's their secondary? No. Like, does it compare with ours?
I would say, Solana, let me see if I might have said this wrong or not articulated this well. Am I saying the Dolphins are just head and shoulders better than the Jags? No, because Trevor Lawrence is good. We said it. We've had that conversation 2 or 3 times. Trevor or Tua, and it's not just flat out Tua or flat out Trevor, like you had to talk about it. But if you just paid your quarterback the money that we gave Tua, if you just locked in 2 receivers making $28 and $30 million, if you have an all-pro Hall of Fame receiver, if you go out and get all these guys, if you're trying to solidify a team that has a window to win, if we're arguing week 10, are they closer to the Jaguars than the Chiefs? We're in trouble. So I'm not saying they're just flat-out way better than Jags. This experiment's not working if we're not talking about the Chiefs and the Ravens, and we're talking about are they better than the Jags.
But don't we have to be realistic about this Dolphins team, truthfully?
No.
Because
what's that record, Hawk?
I don't want to be realistic about them. And also, do the Jags have anyone that compares with Tim Boyle?
A bunch.
Mac Jones. Seven. Mac Jones is their backup, literally. That is their backup.
We got Tim Boyle, got Mac Jones.
Because even right now, I view this roster, and I'm saying, okay, elite roster. There's no doubt about it on the offensive end. There's no doubt about it. But I view the Dolphins as still a 4, 5, 6 best team in the AFC until they can prove you otherwise. And I think Jacksonville can be in that conversation. Like last year,
Jacksonville fans are probably, there's a Jacksonville station having the same conversation that we could be having right now. Like, hey, if the Jags aren't competing for an AFC championship this year, what are we doing? Like, what, you know what I mean? Like, because they're in the same boat. They gave a big contract to Trevor Lawrence. Like, they're in the same boat. I get it. I'm just along with what Crowder says, which is, man, this Dolphins team is stacked. And if you do have this elite of an offensive unit, and a head coach who is an offensive mastermind. Like, if you're, you know, talking about fifth, sixth, seventh in the AFC, like,
it goes back to
how are you going to get much better? How are you going to get much better? Or are you just waiting for other teams to get worse, which seems like a terrible strategy?
And Solana, you're saying 4-5, right? Chiefs, Bills, Ravens. Those are top three. AFC, like, those are the dogs. Those are the guys you say the dogs.
For sure.
Joe Burrow back with Cincinnati. Deshaun Watson and the Browns, and the Browns were a playoff team last year. Herbert in San Diego. I don't know if I don't know if everybody thinks. I do believe in Harbaugh and Herbert. The Texans are about to be very good. C.J. Stroud won a playoff game last year. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, we're not even speaking about if he stays healthy. Bro, that's almost 10. We should be talking about, can we beat the Ravens, the Bills, and the Chiefs? We shouldn't be saying, are we Jacksonville's competition?
But my argument is not, hey, I'm not telling you the Dolphins aren't going to be able to beat those top teams. I think they've put together a roster where they can compete with those teams. My point is, the Dolphins are probably not going to be 14-3 this season. They're not going to be 13-4 this season. They have to get into the playoffs, hopefully win the division, and then you want to feel confident that you can beat any team on one game that you need to beat them on. And I think a lot of the teams that we're talking about, the Texans, the Jets, the Jaguars, as crazy as it may sound, and the Bengals are in that conversation, which is best team, but we can compete with the best teams. And
And I'm sure this is Stephen Ross's question, if, you know, he's talking with Chris Greer, like, if we're not one of those teams, what more do I need to do to get there? Because I kind of feel like I'm there roster wise. I'm talking as Stephen Ross, sure, he lost Christian Wilkins, but I don't think they did a horrible job shoring up the defense. We talked about it. We were so nervous when free agency started, and Christian Wilkins will be a big loss. There's no question. And obviously we've got these questions about the offensive line. So I guess maybe I would start there they didn't even sign anyone off waivers from the offensive line who was released around the league. They didn't trade for anyone. Adam Beasley surmised, like, they're happy with their offensive line because they had myriad opportunities over the last 24 hours to shore it up. They have not. They're happy with who they have. So I just don't know what else you do, Solana, because I feel like, man, with those weapons, the running backs we have, you feel like, and again, the offensive line will have something to do with this, but you feel like this team should be able to put up 35, 40 points without blinking.
Huck, you asked the question, and I think you answered it twice. If it doesn't work out, they're going to blame it on the line's health. That's what they're going to say. Teron Armstead, he's all pro. Oh, he was hurt. Patrick Paul, man, he's young. He didn't work out. Brewer went into the season hurt. They're going to do that. We lost Robert Hunt for $100 million. We lost some of those younger guys. The scapegoat would be the O-line, but I'm also on the side with you where if I'm Stephen Ross sitting back and I'm paying, what is it? Tua's making $30 million. Tyree's making $30 million. They got to pay Javon. Jalen Waddle. There's a lot. Jalen Ramsey's making a bunch. I'm paying multiple Pro Bowlers $20 million plus. What more can we do? Because the salary cap's about to run out. How can we make this team not compete against the Jaguars and compete against the damn Chiefs? We shouldn't. Week one. If we really think we can win a playoff game, week one should not be a concern against the damn Jaguars.
I will tell you, though, because if the line is 2.5, usually you get 3 points being a home team. That's essentially Vegas saying these are two even teams.
The Jags are even with us. That's not a Super Bowl team. That's not a team that we know is going to win the playoffs.
Well, who would you take, Tua or Trevor Lawrence? We've had this conversation before. I think you say Trevor Lawrence.
the stability thing with Trevor, but Tua now after last season, after I seen what he did, especially it's him. And my answer really is Tua with Mike McDaniel. I think that combination is glorious. So I would take Tua in the situation they're both in now.
No, right. You're taking Tua with Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Mike McDaniel, Raheem Mostert, and Devon Achan, and the stacked roster.
This offense.
But the reality is, just like we heard from Zach Gelb, I use him as the perfect barometer of, like, outside of South Florida, outside of Florida in general, Like, people look at Trevor Lawrence and they say he has the body type, and we've seen him win
a playoff
meaningful
game.
Like, he's done it as bad as he looked last year. Hawk, I just think it's very easy to sit here and say, hey, the Dolphins rebuilt their defense despite some big losses, when they're going to be without their two best defensive players to start the season. They have a new defensive...
Well, maybe Jalen will be out there.
Probably not to start the season, but maybe, hopefully, but probably not. And what are you going to get from him coming off an Achilles tear just 9 months ago? Like, realistically, what are you going to get from him? You have a whole new secondary almost outside of Javon Holland and Jalen Ramsey, who's a year older, and you have a new defensive coordinator. I'm not telling you that I'm not hoping that Anthony Weaver is going to be able to figure it out and get the most out of this unit. I just think it's an easy argument to say, hey, look how well they rebuilt everything, but we don't know for sure. And then the offensive line concerns are still massive. Like, just temper expectations, because if you think the Dolphins are going to steamroll everybody like they did last year, you're in for a rude awakening again, just like you were last year after they put up 70 points, as I did, and you
bought it. Don't tell me how to live my life.
It's a lot of... Not steamroll. Beat a mediocre AFC team.
But we are the mediocre AFC team.
Just beat the Jags.
That's what I'm saying.
Beat the Jags to start the season. Beat the Jags to start the season. Because then you got Buffalo, who I don't think are going to be as good as everyone thinks. But beat the Jags to start the season. That's all that this started with. That's all I was saying. Like, just beat the Jags to start with.
We should not be mediocre.
I'm with you. You're calling the Jags a mediocre AFC team,
they are.
Well, then guess what? I have unfortunate news for you. The Dolphins are a mediocre AFC team until proven otherwise. I'm sorry. It sucks.
I hate you.
But it's the reality. It just is.
I hate you.
Womar. Womar is back. White Omar. Womar has returned.
Man, what we got? 2 weeks left of Womar?
Womar is back.
Well, guys, they just beat the Jags. Now they have to play a real team in the Bills. They're still mediocre. They just beat the Bills. The Bills are down this year. Now they have to play somebody good. You're a hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm just not going to sit here and say, oh, look how the Dolphins are head and shoulders better than the Jacksonville Jaguars.
They like, No. I'm not saying that they are. I'm saying that they should be. But roster-wise, I feel like they are. Now, admittedly, I've got to look at the Jags roster so I can say that accurately or not. Because I feel like Tua and Trevor Lawrence are kind of on the same level. And by the way, what Solana said is right. I think if you ask 95 out of 100 football fans across the country, would you rather have Trevor Lawrence or Tua? 95% are saying Trevor Lawrence, because that is the narrative right now. And I get it. I wouldn't even argue it. Like, I get it. I'm with you. Let's say Trevor Lawrence and Tua Tagovailoa are fairly equal. Do they have anyone at skill positions that compare with ours?
No. Travis Etienne, you could say he's a better running back than Mostert, but...
Than anybody the Dolphins have. As good as Achane's going to be. And
Gabe Davis, Brian Thomas, Evan Ingram's a good tight end.
Better than Jonnu Smith. Based on his career, he just is.
So, but if you put Etienne, Kirk, Davis, Thomas, Ingram, I would take... Jonnu, Waddle, Tyreek over them.
But you're taking the Dolphins' offense, their weapons, over literally
pretty much everybody.
Every other offensive weaponry in the league because of Tyreek Hill, because of that.
Oh, and Waddle now. I know Waddle's not he's not going to play 17 games.
And
Waddle's
McDaniel,
a bad man.
And McDaniel. McDaniel's a big part of that.
Yes. Well, Solana, what is it? 7-7 and 7-11.
No,
7-11,
I think they're going to be a playoff team, and I think they win a playoff game this year. I do. Like, I think they do. But you're talking
about the Jags or the Dolphins?
I've always been a big Doug Peterson
auditioning.
Guy.
There's an afternoon drive job open in Jacksonville. He's auditioning.
Okay, you're excited.
Doug Peterson just has it. You know what I mean?
Some people have that it factor, and Doug Peterson has it.
We're going to find out who wants it more. Week one, gentlemen. I don't know.
Jesus.
I'm just – because I saw Barry Jackson yesterday catch a lot of flack on Twitter because he was expressing some major concerns he has with this team. And I'm reading the replies to Barry. People upset at anybody who criticizes this team. Obviously, that happens on social media, which is what's happening on the text line. And I'm saying, what are you guys expecting? Like, they're expecting 14-3, 13-4, 1 or 2 seed in the AFC. and go beat the Chiefs and then the Ravens and then the Bengals in back-to-back-to-back weeks and go win a Super Bowl. And I'm saying, bro, pump the brakes because you're in for a rude awakening and those are your expectations.
Well, I just don't understand how you get there then. In other words, if you don't think that this roster is currently constructed, because everyone wants to have the greatest offensive line on the planet. You never do, okay? So how do you get to where you are saying they're not in the next year or two? Unless, again, weird strategy, unless you're just waiting for other teams to get worse.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand how you get there. You have to go out and get four all-pro offensive linemen? You're not going to do it.
It's impossible.
Well, I mean, and you draft better.
They want Patrick Paul to work out. They took Patrick Paul or high, and he's a big dude.
Yeah.
You asked what expectations are. My expectations, honestly, are to be 10-4, 14 games into the season. Three games left. You're going to make the playoffs at 10-4. You're going to go 1-4. You're gonna go. You're gonna go 1-2
based on past performance. Lose them all and wheeze into the playoffs where you get ran off the field, scoring 6 points.
You're gonna go 1-2 to Hawk's point, be a wild card, and have to go to Kansas City and play Baltimore up there, or you go 2-1 or 3-0 and you finish 13-4 that window, and that's exactly what the Dolphins are going to do this year. They're either going to clinch something and have a home playoff game, or they're going to get their ass whooped the last 3 weeks of the season a couple times and have to go somewhere and play as a wild card team. If it's anything less than that, I would be upset. I don't think the Jags are going to be 11-4 with three games left in the season. I don't see that team that way.
But that's what the Dolphins were last year. They were one of those teams that had everything locked up in front of them. And they pooped themselves at the end of the year.
And they've lost pieces, but they've added pieces. They're the same exact team with a coach with more experience under his belt, with a quarterback with more experience under his belt, and a revived defense. I don't know, at that moment, at that week 16 point, Chubb's back. Jalen Phillips is back. Everybody's healthy. I know it's a pipe dream to say that, but yes, they're a team that's better than they were week 15 last year. Those are my expectations. You ask me, that's my expectation.
I just look at it and I say the reality is this team, as much as we want to say they're an elite AFC team, I think they can be in that conversation. But last year, they were 1-6 against playoff teams. So if you want to call the Jacksonville Jaguars mediocre and you're looking at a Dolphins team, despite how talented their roster is, was 1-6 against the teams they need to beat, well, then they probably are in that mediocre column until they can prove that they're not. And we've talked about it a million times. They'll get that chance this year. They play a ton of playoff teams, especially at the end of the year. So they'll get the chance, but...
Man, Solana has spent so much time with Tobin and Omar that he hates the Dolphins and loves the Jaguars. Like, he's taken parts of both their personalities, and he's just made it his own.
Jimmy, reach up in the ceiling, grab some of that pink fiberglass, and put it down the back of his shirt.
What happened to you? You used to be so beautiful.
I'm still betting the Dolphins -2.5 to win this game. I think they'll win the game, but I'm not irrational about it. Like, oh, it's in the bag. They're better than the Jags. Well, are they? I don't know.
Yeah,
I hope
they can win this game by 4.
No, Dolphins play American Heritage. Who would win? We don't know. The game has to be played.
Be serious. Last year, week one, you're in Los Angeles to play the Chargers. You won that game, but you needed heroics. Tua played one of the best games we've ever seen him play. The Chargers didn't make the playoffs last year. Like, week one is tough. It's not easy to just go in there and beat any team week one.
It's a knock that they end up beating a team in week one last year. It's a knock against this year. Who do you hang out with?
I'm not telling you it's a knock. I'm just saying.
You just said it. Oh, they need heroics to beat them. Yeah, and they whoop their ass in going across –
Line is 3, by the way. I just opened up the Hard Rock app. Line is 3 right now. Dolphins -3. If you got it in at 2.5, God bless you.
Yeesh.
It is 3.
Now I'm going Jacksonville plus the points. Crowder, I'm just
more from WDAE Jacksonville. When you come back.
you have PTSD. A game's not won until it's played.
Well,
no, we should be better than the damn
Jags. No, he's got... you know, PTSD, post-traumatic dolphins stress, which a lot are SD, stress dolphins. Yeah, whatever. You don't understand what I'm saying. What am I saying? No, but a lot of Dolphins fans have that, and rightfully so. That's not misplaced. That's living your life as a Dolphins fan.
But after a team going to the playoffs 3 years in a row, week one, no confidence in week one?
The Dolphins, and again, I think this roster is spectacular, and I think this team is going to be great. The Dolphins haven't won a playoff game in 24 years. Mm. 24 years. That is a history of failure at an epic level.
Last time they won a playoff game, I just started driving.
I'm telling you, like, there's a reason that Dolphins fans, and I'm kind of doing it with the Hurricanes too, as excited I am about Cam Ward, but there's a reason Dolphins fans are feeling like Solana does. It's all they know.
Gotta get some janglers.
Duval!
You didn't do
it right. I'm not lacking. I don't know what it is. I'm not lacking confidence week one. I'm just telling you, I'm not calling that a dub off the bat. Like, I want to see how they look in that game. I'm not like you, where I'm just saying, oh, yeah, that's a dub. Oh, that's an easy
about
victory.
This?
It's not.
Hard Rock is offering a 5-team money line parlay to start the season. So you have no lines, just win the game. Texans beat Indianapolis. Cowboys beat Cleveland. Bills beat Buffalo. Bengals beat New England. And the Dolphins beat Jacksonville. It's plus 850. Can the Cowboys beat the Browns? That's a question mark.
Yes.
I don't know how good or bad Cleveland's going to be.
At home?
That is at Cleveland. I believe Houston can beat Indy, but you know what? Man, I bet Anthony Richardson week one was like over on rushing or something like that, or longest rush over the 11, something like that. Like, you don't know what he's going to be, and you don't know what CJ Stroud's going to be year two.
Ooh, I think I know what CJ Stroud's going to be. But to your point, I wouldn't bet against Anthony Richardson because he could be special. He got hurt too early in the season to really see it.
Anyway, let's get the rest of the headlines here. We're going to go too long.
The Marlins will play again tonight.
We'll give you 15 minutes of Jaguars Uncovered coming up.
Jaguars Uncovered.
Hey, send this entire segment to Fred. See if he'll get me a job somewhere.
And let me tell you another thing. Mark Brunell was 1,000 times better than Marino ever was.
He loves it. Fred or Ricky?
Garrard over Henny.
That one.
Have Garrard and then he hurt himself on a jet ski?
Yeah.
I think in a swimming pool.
I thought it was a jet ski or wave runner or something.
I thought it was at a pool party.
I hope they get rid of the pool party.
Yeah, I swear. Did you see the video, by the way? Was it who's the Gator tight end?
Now?
No.
Aaron Hernandez?
Atlanta?
Yeah, it's Pitts.
Kyle Pitts.
Did you see the video of the Falcons at the water park?
No, what'd he do?
They were at, like, the Rapids, the Atlanta version of the Rapids. Did you see it, Jimmy?
Yeah, like they're trying to fit all the old line in one ride.
Well, no, they're at a water park, like in the wave pool, and Kyle Pitts, like, he's way in the background, but he's wearing a life preserver. But he's standing in knee-deep. He's the only guy wearing a life preserver, but he's in, like, knee-deep water. It's the funniest damn picture.
Boy, if Kyle Pitts don't know how to swim, it's going to upset me.
You see that, Solana? Can you find that?
I'm looking at it right now. Yeah. He's wearing a life jacket in the wave pool. But yeah, everybody's in knee deep water.
Knee deep water. That's funny.
Man,
this water ain't getting me. No, sir.
The wave about to start. Ain't no way. That is ridiculous.
That's funny.
The Marlins, they'll play again tonight against Colorado at 8:40 p.m. They did win yesterday, 9-8. And shout out to Griffin Conine, his first
Niner
major league hit was a triple last night.
Wow.
Like, it's funny if Kyle Pitts was like, oh, I want to take a picture. Let me put this thing on and you'll see all of it. Like, he's just in the back. Like, someone just happened to notice, hey, wait a second. That dude's wearing a life preserver.
He can't swim.
Obviously.
It's weird. I know there's people that have been grown that I've been with at different functions, like Tidal Cove. Be like, hey man, jump in the lazy river, man. I can't swim.
There's people who don't know how to ride a bike. I've met people who don't know how to ride a bike.
Can't balance on a bicycle at 45 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know a number of people that can't swim. It's ridiculous.
All right, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations. 24/7. It's been raining in South Florida. Tonight the lows will be in the upper 70s. It's around 85 degrees. That is your weather.
Huck, I think it's crazy that you can't fish.
I can fish.
Like, you know how to tie a knot. You know how to hook a bait. You could.
I could learn. Also, to fish, you sit there with a pole. I mean, boy, this is hard. What a skill you have.
You have to know how to cast. You have to set the bait up. You got to, you know.
Yeah, look, the bobber's moving. I'm going to reel this baby in. Listen, y'all should be happy that my internet got fixed, because you'd have heard 4 hours of Jaguars talk if it didn't. This guy had this holstered for about a month and a half. It's all coming out.
Oh, Solana. Goodness gracious.
By the way, I should mention, because we got off to a jagged start today. Couple things. The country concert Stars and Strings is coming back to Hard Rock Live on November 14th. And we've been giving you a code word each day this week. So we have a chance for you to win tickets to see Jordan Davis and Riley Green, Parker McCollum, many more. So if you want to enter to win the tickets, text the word acoustic, which, by the way, a little cutesy on the code word acoustic. I mean, if there's people who can't ride a bike, there's people who can't spell acoustic. Text the word acoustic to 20357. That's 20357. You can win a pair of tickets to see Stars and Strings. Message and data rates may apply. Does that imply that this concert is an acoustic concert?
I don't even know what that means.
Maybe you should put your life jacket on for the rest of the show.
What does acoustic mean?
Crowder.
Crowder. Text the word acoustic to 20357 if you want to win the tickets for Stars and Strings.
Acoustic.
I mean, like no electric instruments. It would just be
like a normal guitar.
People out there with their normal guitars.
Y'all are guessing.
I'm not guessing. I've seen an acoustic concert before, and I knew what it was going in. This isn't a tough one.
Relating to sound or a sense of hearing, popular music or musical instruments not having electrical amplification.
Hello.
The property or quality of a room or building have sounds transmitted.
Yes, if the acoustics are good or bad in a venue. You've never heard that term, the acoustics.
It's an adjective, it's a noun, it's a
what
Greek
are we doing
word,
here,
it's
Kyle
a pronoun.
Pitts. What's going on here?
Y'all don't know.
What's going on here? We have a lot of stuff to talk about still this week, Crowder. It's the first 2 hours here have flown by, but I mean, tomorrow, do you know, on the show, first of all, Danny Cannell is going to join us, and I am going to give him the business. I cannot wait.
Give me
and
a
then
break.
Tomorrow, I know. Well, tomorrow you're going to get it. You're going to get it anyway, because Don Bailey Jr. will join us, and we will give him some lines to work into the show. Do we have, can we play later the Rick Ross line that I sent you? This was going viral a little bit.
I don't know if Rick knows the noise that chickens make.
I love this sound. I love Rick Ross. He's talking about having chickens. He's like, yeah, you see them all over the place. Quack, quack, quack.
What kind of chickens do you have? Somebody got over on Rick.
We're going to give that to DBJ and some other lines tomorrow. So we still have a ton to get to. Friday, Will Mansell will join us from Gainesville. No Rob Pizzola this week. We're trying to work out a schedule with him so he can come on and make picks for us. But I wanted to, and maybe I'll still get a pick from him for the UMUF game, but he's not going to be able to join us this week, unfortunately. Lee Sterling will, though, on Friday. So, and then there's something coming up, Crowder. The entire 560 QAM air staff is going to be at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. This is going to be Wednesday, September 25th, so a little bit less than a month away. It's presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall, and you can come out, enjoy a fine whiskey, a good cigar, and we're going to be talking Dolphins and Canes and Heat and Panthers, and the entire staff is going to be there. It's free. But here's what you have to do. If you want to attend this with us, a lot of people say, oh, you guys never come out to Weston. You don't do any station events where everyone is. We're doing it. We're going to be in Weston, and it's going to be everybody. If you want to attend, you got to go to WQAM.com and RSVP right there. That'll get you an invite in. It'll save your space because it's limited, and it'll also get you a complimentary cigar. You got to be over 21. Please drink responsibly. Well, come on out. You talk some sports with everyone from QAM, and I'm not talking sports. I'm going to talk movies and Rick Ross line. Like, I don't talk to me about sports. Save the sports for Crowder and Joe Rose. If you want to talk to me about the new cake that Portillo's is offering, I'm all for it. Sit down with my cigar. I'll tell you why Whataburger is better than In-N-Out Burger. You have questions on the Dolphins' D offensive line, you go right to Crowder, right to Joe Rose, right to Leroy.
Get there early if you're coming to me. Because I go to Smoke on the Water all the time. I know every waitress. So, yeah, by 9:30, 10 p.m., the answers are going to get a little weird.
If you want to go, Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, go to WQAM.com and RSVP right there. It is Wednesday, September 25th, Smoke on the Water in Weston, presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall and sponsored by the injury law firm Judah and Cohen. Yeah. So WQAM.com is the place to RSVP.
And I do attend it. I've been going there over 10 years. Indoor, outdoor, TVs inside, outside, great bar, great staff, a whole, what's it called, the humidor, a big-ass room full of all the cigars you can think of. If you haven't been to Smoke on the Water, you got to check it out.
Jimmy, you coming to this thing?
I'll come.
All right. Smoke a cigar?
No.
And drink a little whiskey?
That I'll do.
All right. We got him down for one whiskey. No cigars. You can have his cigar, Crowder.
He goes smoke cigarettes the whole
Actually,
time.
I think we're doing our show out there. I think we're doing our show from 2 till 6 out there.
I'm going to get there at 1:30?
Yeah, pretty much.
Never mind. Let me pull that 9 o'clock back. If you get there past about 6:15, 6:30, my answers are going to get very weird. Right.
Well, RSVP at WQAM.com. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. I want to get everybody all hyped up for Canes Gators on Saturday. I want to play that Rick Ross sound. We got a lot of stuff to get to, so don't go anywhere.
Go crazy, Miami! Go crazy, Hurricane fans!
Hawk and Crowder.